The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. The Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Those of us who are of a certain age can remember when the year 2000 seemed to be far in the distant future. Yet here we are today, on this first day of the year 2024, just 1 year short of completing one whole quarter of this 21st century. Now, it might seem very strange to you for a preacher to begin his sermon on New Year's Day by talking about an inscription on a grave marker in a cemetery in the university city of Oxford, far across the Atlantic Ocean. But that's what I'm going to do, because I believe that the inscription on that grave marker speaks to anxious hearts as we begin this new year. I suspect most of us are familiar with the wonderful stories told by C.S. Lewis, the author of those wonderful Narnia tales, and also with the stories of J.R.R. Tolkien, whose book The Hobbit is one of my favorites, also his trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien were members of a group of friends at Oxford who called themselves the Inklings. They would meet weekly, usually in C.S. Lewis's rooms, or on Tuesday afternoon at an Oxford pub called The Eagle and the Baby. Another member of that group was Charles Williams. Charles Williams. And it's the inscription on his grave marker that I want briefly to talk about this morning. The inscription itself is very brief. It gives his name, followed by the word poet, and then these three words, under the mercy, under the mercy. It was Charles Williams' wife who chose these words for his grave marker, because these words were her husband's somewhat unusual way of referring to his Maker and Redeemer. Under the mercy. And the point is that all our days are lived under the mercy, under the embodied mercy of God, that is Jesus. And it's the mercy of God that we see on this 8th day after Jesus' birth, both in his circumcision and in the giving of his name Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in his mother's womb. Jesus was circumcised to fulfill the law first given by God to Abraham. as the perfectly obedient Son and servant of the Eternal Father. Jesus suffers this for us and in our stead, and in doing that, he fulfills all righteousness for us who lack the righteousness that avails before God. Both in his death and in his fulfillment of the law, Jesus is our substitute, who does what no child of Adam could ever do, thereby doing everything that needed to be done to undo the damage done in Adam and in all his sinful progeny. And these first drops of blood, which flow as the Holy Child is circumcised, point to that torrent of blood that will flow when on Calvary's cross he answers for all our sin, in that way making us unrighteous ones, righteous before God through faith in Jesus. Because of Jesus' saving work, we live all our days under the mercy. There is also this: when he was circumcised, the Christ child was given the name Jesus, the name given by the angel Gabriel before he was conceived in Mary's womb. There can be no more sweet and blessed name in all creation than the name Jesus, which literally means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. And that's exactly what Jesus did and does and will do. For in the one who bears the name of Jesus, all our sin and shame is swallowed up in mercy. And so, as believers in that mercy, you and I have the blessed certainty that everything that's been wrong and sad and destructive in our lives has been pardoned and is no longer remembered by our Maker and Judge. There is also this: the name Jesus is simply the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. And who was Joshua? The one who, after the death of Moses, led the children of Israel safely through the Jordan River into the promised land of Canaan. Jesus is our Joshua. And so we pray, in the words of one of Charles Wesley's hymns, "Jesus, be thou our constant guide." Then, when the word is given, bid Jordan's narrow stream divide and bring us safe to heaven. As those who have been baptized into Jesus, as those who place our whole trust and confidence in all that he has both done and suffered for us, all our years are passed under the mercy, under the embodied mercy of God, that is Jesus. And since we live under the mercy, we can, whatever our anxieties about all that lies ahead, wish one another a truly happy new year in Jesus' precious name. Happy new year under the mercy. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.